back on Robert's Moondog Show, and unexpectedly, I do have a guest now in the studio, Tina Goodrich. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Rob, and how are you?
I'm doing well, and congratulations on the sale of the asylum, but we'll talk about that during Let's Talk Real Estate, but congratulations.
Thank you.
Big stuff. All right, and on the phone, as promised, the legend of South Haven, class of 1987, Troy Stansberry. Good morning to you, Troy.
Good morning.
I've talked to a lot of people, and they're like, oh, you're going to have Troy on the show. I can't wait to hear it. So you're still a legend in South Haven, Michigan, by the way.
Well, that's cool, but I don't know about legend.
Well,
but
as long as you're 45 or older.
Yeah, exactly.
So, hey, we've got the first annual Ram Salute coming up, and I talked to you, and we've made the plans that you're going to come, and you're going to play with your band, the Basement Superheroes, and you guys are out of Grand Rapids. Well, I think all of you guys are in the Grand Rapids area, right?
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah, and so Troy, the class of 1987, and another good friend of mine from high school, Mike Price, from the class of 1989, is your lead singer, right?
Actually, Mike can't make it. His wife has been really ill, so we had to replace him.
Oh, okay. Well, at least we still have you. So who'd you replace him with?
Her name is Lisa Chilton.
Oh, a lady. I like it.
Yeah. So kind of changed a little bit of what we were doing. We were trying to get out, but we had too many things going on, people's families and stuff. But that stuff always comes first, you know?
Sure.
So we're going to be sensitive to that, but we are still going to be there, and we got a great band together. And it's going to be a good time.
Okay. Well, yeah. So, well, sorry about to hear that, Mike. I certainly was looking forward to seeing you and to hearing you play. But so what kind of music are you guys, what's your forte?
Our forte is some bluesy, rocking, funky, old soul.
Mm-hmm. That'll do well here. And then, of course, for 2 hours, I mean, do you guys have any actual of your own songs?
Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe. So by that time, something might be worked out. But, you know, what kind of, when we start talking about names of songs, what are some of the big ones that you guys play?
We're going to do a little bit of maybe some Tracy Chapman in the blues version, like Joe Bonamassa, maybe some Joe Cocker, some Aretha Franklin,
mm-hmm.
you know, some really good old, like, you know, female solid R&B singer, songwriter kind of stuff. But we got a few other things up our sleeve, too, that we're still working on. Okay. So.
Well, I'm certainly excited, and this is going to be a big deal, and I think that there's a lot of people certainly excited around it, and to have these bands coming back and playing at this. It's really a festival. It's a reunion festival that every band that's playing has a direct connect to a graduate.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yep. Every band. I don't know if we had talked about it with you, but just kind of roll through it. The first band we're getting, Laura Russin's kind of bringing up an all-star band of people that played, and you could maybe even put, you know, jump into that too and play a song or two on bass. And then you guys will come up. There'll be an hour of karaoke between bands. Then you guys will come up, and then there'll be another hour. And then Mike Andrews with the Power Player Show Band, he's coming up from he's coming up from Chattanooga. And I still can't tell you who's going to be the headliner yet, because the ink and all those final the preparations have not been made quite yet. So
we got
once that is figured out, then we know we can, you know, give out the full lineup. But you know, going back into high school, Troy, in bass, you know. Going back to my college years, we used to go see at Knee Deep Shag, and every time, oh, Troy Stansberry, Troy Stansberry. I'm like, why are you guys all acting good? I said, this is just Troy Stansberry. I've known him forever. He's just a normal guy. But people did not look that way at you. For one, you're 6'5", and when you stand on the stage next to your, holding a big old bass next to your, the little people that you're playing music with, you tend to be seen on stage.
Well, you know, after all these years of playing, I think that one thing is music has been my emotional go-to, my escape, my creative place. And I think when you put that much heart into the music that you play, you give everything you have, you just leave it on the floor for people, they can connect to that. And I like to think as many, you know, times that I played on stage like that, people make that connection, and that connection kind of lasts a lifetime. You know, when you think about music, how powerful it is, you can hear a song on the radio today, and all of a sudden you'll be with your first girlfriend, first kiss on the pier at South Haven. You'll remember the day, the temperature, what you had for dinner, because music will always be the vehicle that takes you somewhere because you connect to it so powerfully. Yeah. And when you really care about the music you play and you love the people that you do it for, it makes a connection to that community that really lasts a lifetime, man.
Yeah. So really, what got you started in music?
You know, I got a Mickey Mouse guitar like in first grade, and I carried it with me everywhere. I slept with it. I loved that guitar. I just wanted to be a guitarist so bad. I wanted to be on stage and, you know, be a jukebox hero and, you know, just, you know, have people love you for something. You know, when you're a kid, you're always looking for that thing that's going to set you apart. You know, I didn't ever think it would be music for real. You know, you just wanted the spotlights and the glory and everything. But when the opportunity came to play, I was like, well, hey, that sounds cool. I'm going to do that. You know, I started playing in orchestra in seventh grade and got a bass guitar in eighth grade and, you know, spent most of my time in my bedroom learning every song on MTV.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when you go back and think about those days, I mean, that was, we thought that, man, this is the pinnacle. This is all there is. And then here we are 35 years later and you're still playing music. And, you know, I always said that about being an athlete. At some point, you know, you're going to have to give up athletics, but when it comes to music, it's, you can have that your entire life.
Yep, absolutely. You know, and now I get to teach music a lot. I work with kids a lot, and I teach bass and guitar and ukulele at Firehouse Guitars in Grand Rapids. And, you know, that experience I'm able to share with younger people, and some older people come in for the first time, and maybe as a retired person, they want to do it as a hobby. You know, music is always a great place to connect. It's always a great place. It's never too late to start. So, you know, it's something you can always pick up and have fun with.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, we had a pretty big tradition of music, you know, back in our day, Bob Borman band, you know, and then Mr. Dean and choir. We really had and Mr. Brighton Junior High and Mr. Carl and Mrs. Captor and, you know, Junior High. I mean, we had a great start for anybody that wanted to get music in South Haven. But I need to take a break here. How does somebody get a hold of your band if maybe they wanted to find out a little bit more and book you guys?
Oh, you can just reach me. I'm on Facebook too. And actually, I will have a Facebook page up for Basement Superheroes by the time that this comes around.
Okay, perfect. Well, are you willing to stick around for another segment with us?
Sure.
All right, cool. We'll be talking a little more with Troy Stansbury when we come back on Rob Bird's Tune. You've just been so quiet over there.
I was just thinking, I remember Troy now. It took me a little bit, okay. But when you mentioned Knee Deep Shag,
that put it together. That will put it together. All right, when we come back, we'll have more Troy Stansbury on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
Now you can see the award-winning documentary House of David, Life Everlasting on Amazon Prime. The story of the House of David is steeped in mystery, intrigue, drama, and exceptionalism. The House of David Life Everlasting documentary film takes you through the formation of the colony, its greatest achievements, the sex scandal, and where it is today. Search House of David Life Everlasting on your Amazon app or go to hodfilm.com for the link.
Back on Robert's Moondog Show, Tina Goodrich here in the studio, and Troy Stansberry is still on the phone. You know, some would even maybe, you hadn't made it big on the national huge stage playing in marinas, but some may actually even say you are the, as a bassist go, the GOAT of South Haven, although we've got a few good ones around here.
I don't know about that, man. When it comes to the GOAT argument, all you can say is who you like the most, you know? Do you like Eddie Van Halen or do you like Jimi Hendrix? I personally lean towards Jimi Hendrix, but I love some Van Halen. He was great.
Right.
You know, if I'm your favorite bass player, great. You know, Mark Moore is a legendary bass player. Him and I have been friends for a long time. You know, Darcy Reske, who's from South Haven, went to high school with her. She's forever immortalized as having a line on The Simpsons Show as the bass player for the Smashing Pumpkins.
Right.
I don't know if I can ever even touch that.
Well, we'll try to figure out a way one way or another. There's got to be something we can do.
Hey, and I want to throw a shout out to my young guy who's holding it down for Nautic Bound, Grant Frabe, who is also an amazing young bass player, man. And if you ever get a chance to go and check him out with his band Nautic Bound, you should check them out, man. Another South Haven bass player holding it down.
Yeah. He's amazing.
Or you can just go to Truss and Bird Band on Spotify or the website, and actually he played bass on almost all of our songs with Tom Russin and myself.
Oh, did he play on Purple Lollipop?
He is the bassist on Purple Lollipop. Actually, Tom Russin might have played it on that one.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't see him in the video at all. So.
No, he wasn't. He's been in a couple of videos. He was in one. We just did one all night long not too long ago. He was in that video. And then, I would say this last album we did, I bet you he probably played bass on 8 of the 12 songs.
Well, good for him. I know his parents real well, and I've never actually met him, but we've talked online and on phone, and I've given him some a little bit of bass advice whenever I could, you know, if he's asking for it, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I think what would be cool is to get you guys both here together and set up a drum beat and do a bass off. That would be a lot of fun because you guys are both fantastic. He's very good, and you've been doing it forever, and you've always been good from what I remember.
I might be able to work something out like that.
Yeah, that'd be fun. One of my favorite pictures I remember of you was from high school in the yearbook when you were walking around with your football helmet on backwards.
Oh, yeah, I remember that picture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So when how does it feel kind of to you when we, you know, talk about doing this big of a show right here in South Haven with people you went to school with and people that you didn't go to school with but all kind of had that same South Haven experience?
I think it's great, man. I mean, South Haven's been a great spot. And ever since they started doing the Harbor Fest and the Blueberry Festival, I've had some very memorable moments on the stage in South Haven, opening up for national acts like Loverboy and the Guess Who, you know, that they've come to our small town. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, one time they were going to have Kansas there, and I'm a big Kansas fan. I couldn't believe they were coming to my little hometown on the lake where all I used to do is drive around in circles. We had nothing better to do. You know, right. So I think this is awesome. It's past due time to have some quality entertainment there, you know?
Yeah, Carry On My Wayward Son.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did they ever actually make it here? I don't remember them making it here. I remember Ice House coming.
No, they were scheduled. Yeah, I think that they were scheduled and that we ended up opening for the Guess Who instead of Kansas.
And that's still a pretty good still a pretty good one.
Yeah, and the next year we came back and opened for Loverboy, like the whole original Loverboy lineup.
Really?
Yeah, played right there at Harbor Fest.
Man, that must have been my days in Grand Rapids because I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, we need Laura Russin here. She knows that lineup.
Yeah, she probably was part of the booking, I would assume.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Almost always.
Yeah, she was part of getting a lot of those gigs lined up for Harbor Fest. I just heard where Harbor Fest is back on now.
It was off?
It was off for a couple of years. Yeah, Laura had retired, and I think after she left, a few other members left, it just kind of fizzled out, but it's coming back.
We had Harbor Fest last year, didn't we?
I think it was just a little.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, to this year, but it's on the schedule. Okay. I've seen it back on.
So Harbor Fest is back on, yeah. Sorry. What kind of other gigs are you guys doing?
Oh, right now we're just starting to get out and play some. So I've been doing the Genius Hired Gun thing for a long time. And now we're just starting to get where I want to have one band of people that we can get together and get out and play. And so we're just starting to get to that. You know, we got some things in the hopper for this summer, but, you know, this for sure is coming up. We got a couple other possibilities. We're just starting to get things together and get it moving. So yeah. Well, more information will be available as soon as I know.
Right on. Well, I think that's really cool that, you know, when I talked to you about this, and you said, yeah, I just got this going. And me knowing who you are, I know that whatever you put together is going to be fantastic.
Well, I appreciate it, Robbie.
Well, yeah. I'm not just any ordinary butt kisser, Troy. I try to disguise it a little bit. No, I've always had great respect for you. When I was in college, you know, Knee Deep Shag was a big part of my life. You guys in the Verpipe were really my two big. These are the college bands and the guys that are really good. That you, I always, when you guys were in town, I always wanted to go see you. When Verpipe was in town, I always wanted to go see you. Otherwise, it really, you know, didn't really matter much.
Well, you know, one of the great things about being in a band that traveled around like that was I had a lot of friends that I knew that had gone on to other cities, gone on to school. But by traveling around, I was able to make connections with you and people that were from my past I went to high school with and hang out with them and see them, you know. And, I mean, that's something you don't always get to do, you know. Sometimes yeah. when your friends go off and go to school, go to other cities, you just kind of lose touch. But, like, you know, traveling the band for years, I was able to see people and make friends in other cities and maintain relationships that you just don't get that opportunity when you're out on the road so much, you know. And I've always appreciated being able to do that.
Yeah. Well, we've always certainly appreciated it. It's funny when I, like I said earlier, when I say, I mean, we talked to Troy Stansbury, he's like, oh, you got to talk to Troy. And it's, and you know, you're, it's kind of crazy that after 35 years that your name still will carry some weight because of music and what you played when you were here.
Yeah, I think it's kind of crazy too.
So, all right. Well, we're kind of running to the end of our time here. Anything you want to make sure that the people of South Haven, Southwest Michigan, that they know to expect from Troy Stansbury?
I just think as many people can make it out to the show, need to come out. I think it's going to be good. And I think it's great to have somebody who's going to put up a quality venue and have some quality music there. And if you like music at all, this is the place you need to be.
Yeah. I mean, how often do you get to go play out on an island? I mean, it's an island with a big, huge pavilion and a nice stage, and there'll be a second stage for karaoke when the bands are changing out, and I just think it's going to be I think it's going to be something to write home about when it's all said and done.
Well, I haven't played on an island since the last time I had a couple weekends at Mackinac, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Troy Stansbury, Basement Superheroes. Can't wait to see you on August 26th for the first annual Ram Salute.
Sweet, man. I'll see you soon.
Right on. Thank you, Troy. It's good talking to you.
No problem.
And we come back. Yeah, we're going to have plenty of real estate with Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.